Hello, welcome to Live from Hochstein. I'm Mona Segetola-Slami, and I'm so glad we're back for a new spring season of these lunchtime concerts, starting with French music for cello and piano, played by a newly launched chamber ensemble, the Ekstasis Duo, cellist Natasha Farney and pianist Eliran Avni. Please join me in welcoming them to the stage. These two musicians are world travelers, though you may know Natasha Farney from her ties to our region. She's on the faculty at the School of Music at State University of New York in Fredonia, and she's performed before on Live from Hochstein. She's also played with the Boston Symphony Orchestra and Buffalo Philharmonic and on Brooklyn's Barge Music, among many other things. And pianist Eliran Avni is an emerging force in contemporary classical music scene. He's made his debut with the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra under the baton of Zubin Mehta back when at the age of 17. Since then, he's appeared as a soloist and chamber music collaborator throughout Europe, North and South America, as well as in his native Israel, and has played for live broadcasts for the Israeli and German broadcasting systems. Here is the Ekstasis Duo with Après un rêve, After a Dream, by Gabriel Fauré. Après un rêve, After a Dream, by Gabriel Fauré, played by the Ekstasis Duo on Live from Hochstein. This piece was originally a song, setting words about a dream of a beloved, and then waking and wishing to return to that magical dream. We'll be hearing some more French songs and dances throughout today's program. In fact, this next piece is a song and a dance. French composers were wild for Spanish music in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, and Ravel wrote several pieces inspired by the sounds of Spain. One of them was a virtuosic song without words for bass voice, based on the Spanish habanera rhythm. It's since become a favorite of many different instrumental arrangements, and here is Ravel's piece in the form of a habanera, played by the Extasis duo. Pièce en forme de habanera by Maurice Ravel, played by the Extasis duo on Live from Hochstein. It's wonderful to hear this music and especially to be the part of the beginning of something new. These two musicians, cellist Natasha Farney and pianist Eliran Avni, have recently formed this duo and chose the name Extasis, which is Greek for ecstasy, the experience of standing outside of oneself. And they aim to play music that's intensely joyful, profoundly moving, and unforgettable. And they have big plans, several themed programs, which include solos as well as duos, also readings, which will enhance the audience's understanding of the music. And in the future, they also plan to work with other musicians and combine music with other art forms. Here is the Extasis duo with more music by Maurice Ravel, an early violin sonata, which wasn't published until decades after his death, known as the Opus Posthumus Sonata. Here it is in a version for cello and piano. the Ecstasis Duo playing the Opus Posthumus Sonata by Maurice Ravel. This is Live from Hochstein, broadcast live from the Performance Hall at the Hochstein School in downtown Rochester, New York, on WXXI Classical 91.5 and 90.3, as well as online at classical915.org and through the WXXI mobile app. And this is the first concert of the spring season. We'll have more live music for lunch on Wednesdays over the next couple of months. Our program of French music continues with another song, this one by Claude Debussy. The original words combine the beauty of nature and of love with a reminder of the impermanence of both. When streams turn pink in the setting sun and a slight shudder rushes through the wheat fields, a plea for happiness seems to rise out of all things and it climbs up toward the troubled heart. This is Beau Soir, Beautiful Evening by Claude Debussy, played by the Ecstasis Duo. A plea to relish the charm of life. While there is youth and the evening is fair, for we pass away as the wave passes, the wave to the sea, we to the grave. Beau Soir, Beautiful Evening, a dreamy song by Claude Debussy, played by the Ecstasis Duo, here on Live from Hochstein. And now, for something completely different. In 1937, Darius Milhaud wrote music for the Paris International Exhibition. He struggled with the piece, which was a rare occurrence for him. Most of his music was written very quickly and with little difficulty. Ideas would just flow almost directly onto the page. After struggling this piece for a while, he ended up reworking several pieces he'd written for theater productions, including for a play called The Flying Doctor, and called The Sweet Scaramouche after a French theater. These effervescent pieces for two pianos became a runaway hit, and Mio also created a popular arrangement for saxophone. This arrangement is by cellist Natasha Farney. She says she's just always liked the lightheartedness of this piece and wanted to try it on the cello. So here it is. The Scaramouche Suite by Darius Milhaud is arranged by Natasha Farney, played by the Ecstasis Duo.
Thank you.
the Scaramouche Suite by Darius Mio, an arrangement by Natasha Farney, played by the Ekstasis Duo. That's cellist Natasha Farney and pianist Eliran Avni. You can find them online to find out about their upcoming performances. Ekstasis is spelled E-K-S-T-A-S-I-S, the Ekstasis Duo. And I hope you can stop by or tune in next week for a great music of new and old music with Ontara Winds. You can see a complete list of all the programs in the series and listen to selected past episodes at classical915.org. Live from Hochstein is produced by WXXI and the Hochstein School. Peggy Quackenbush is the president and executive director of the Hochstein School. The broadcast engineers are Andrew Croucher and Robert Braden. The studio engineer is Julia Figueres. Today's director is Michael Black. And the executive producer of Live from Hochstein is Gene Fisher. I'm Mona Segatola-Slami. Thank you for listening to Live from Hochstein, a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.